the famous case that appears many times in Shas. It's called it's the sugya of kavua. The case is, let's say you have 10 stores on the street, 9 are kosher stores, meat stores, and one sells treif. One's a McDonald's, and the other 9 are, one is Mendy's, one is Prime Sandwich, one is Hasaglat, one is Empire Grill, one is, what's the other one? Crown Kosher, one is, so we almost got to 10, yeah? Kingston Avenue. And somebody goes into the store, he buys some meat, he comes out, and then he can't, it was before the days of the fancy that every store had their own bag and their own label and everything. He's coming up with a piece of meat in a plastic bag, and he can't remember where he stepped into. Did he take a step into the McDonald's? A mistake? Well, he's spacing out, he doesn't know. Yeah? He basically was klutzing. He was daydreaming. He was thinking about the shear.
I did it with my children.
Yeah, so you don't know, they don't know. They went in, did they go already? Yes, that happens sometimes. So you would have thought that because 9 stores are kosher, 1 is straight, there's a 90% chance that he went into the kosher one. So I'll be Torah, you have a right to go basarayf, you follow the majority. So therefore, most probably he went to the kosher, most probably it's kosher or meat. The answer is no. In such a case, this is what's known as kavua. Kavua means that the iser is set in its place. Since the iser is set in its place, and you went towards the iser, meaning the possibility is that you went to the place of the iser, so therefore the suffix, the doubt, was created in the makim hakvius, in the place where the iser and the heter were set in their own place. In such a kind of a case, you don't follow roiv, but you say kol kavua kamechta mechta dami. It has a din al pi Torah that it's like 50-50. So if it's a 50-50 chance, it's a suffix. It's no more roiv anymore. So what's the din by a suffix? Suffix, if it's 50-50 chance, if it's kosher meat or treif meat, so therefore you have to be machmer that is treif meat. This could take you lekula also. Okay, the case that it's actually learned out of is the pasuk varav leva kamalov. It means that you have to have kavana if you want chachmona tzlan. Somebody's killing a person, he's only going to be liable if you have kavana to kill that person. Some achleikas, what's if you had kavana to kill Reuven and you killed Shimon? But for sure, you have to have kavana to kill a yid in order to be liable. So let's say there was a group of 10 people, 9 yid and 1 guy. You fire a gun into the crowd, and yid is killed. So could we say that because there's Rav Yidin, so we know that your kavana was to kill a yid? Rav tells us that the kavana was to kill a yid. So the answer is no, because you went to the kviyas. The people are not all mixed together. Each person is in his place. The goy and the yid are separate and distinct. So therefore, you shot your arrow over there. So therefore, it's only a 50-50 chance, even though there's 90 really. There was when you shot the arrow, there was a 90% chance that it was going to go to a yid. But api halacha, it's a 50-50. So safek by nefashis, we say lekula. So it's going to be lekula too. Turns into a 50-50. Statistically, it's 90-10. Halachically, it's 50-50. That's the din. That's the din of kavua. Then there's the din of pirish. Pirish means that if you don't go to the stores, but you find meat on Kingston Avenue. You find meat on Kingston Avenue. So the suffix was noiled on Kingston Avenue. Since the suffix wasn't noiled by the stores, the suffix was noiled on Kingston Avenue, so then you follow Rav. Acharab Lahata, so you have a right to follow Rav. Doesn't need to be 9 stores. It could be 2 stores and 1 trefa store. Follow Rav. And therefore, if Rav stores are kosher, it's mutter. Now, if this food is actually going to be mutter l'maisa, l'halach l'maisa, even midrabanan, to be able to eat it, so there's a separate din called basar shenesalam in ha'ayin, and that means that midrabanan, that even if you talk about kosher meat, you take kosher meat and you put it down on your kitchen table, you know, think back to the olden days where, you know, your houses weren't so protected, and if there was an open window, so a weasel could have come in, or some other kind of animal. And so you come, you You kosher meat. Not that you don't even know where the meat came from. It's kosher meat. You remember for sure it's kosher meat. But you left it by itself and you went away. Then you come back and you see the meat sitting over there. Could you eat that meat? So the mechaber is machmir, that you can't eat because it's basash and a salam and a ayin. Could be that it's that a cat took your piece of meat and he brought back instead a trefa piece of meat. Yeah? The only time you'll be able to eat it is if you recognize it, that it was yours, or it was sealed, or something to that effect. The Ramah is much more makel. The Ramah says, l'maisa, if you left it in the exact same place that what you found it, you know, you don't have to worry that a cat brought it. So there's the Indian of basar shen salam min ha'ayin. Okay? When we talk, people use the word basar shen salam min ha'ayin, if you leave the meat in your freezer and you have a cleaning lady in your house, so they say it's basar shen salam min ha'ayin. That's not called basar shen salam min ha'ayin. We're makel by basar shen salam min ha'ayin. And especially if it's in your fridge, the cat can't get into the fridge anyway. The mechaber would also be makel in that case. It's not really basar shen salam min ha'ayin. It's a shema mushal. It's over there. There's a different din that you're never allowed to send meat, let's say, with a goy, or even for that matter with a yid who doesn't keep kashrus, because we're worried there's a chance, in some cases, we might have to be worried that there's a chance he's going to switch it with treifa meat. If he has something to benefit, he has a reason why to switch it with treifa meat, then there's a concern that he might switch it with treifa meat. So that's if the cleaning lady is in the house, so there is that concern. Somehow, if there is a concern that she would have maybe wanted to switch it with her treifa meat, so then, and there was an opportunity for her to go out and get the treifa meat, like when she came, or maybe when she came, you didn't see if she had meat with her or something like that, and there's this possibility that she switched. So we call that basar shamina, but it's really not. Basar shamina ayin, the din of basar shamina ayin, that's in Simen Samach Gimel, that's this talking about if the animal's going to just switch it. This is called when the goy has control over it. You know, so the goy is left by himself with the meat, sometimes there's a chashash that the goy will switch it. It's a different. That's in Simen Kuf. Where is it? Kuf Yud Ches or whatever. You know, Kuf Tezai, Kuf Yud Zayin. Or those in the later Simanim of Yeridea. I mean, the beginning of Chelik Beis. Okay, so that's just the technical thing that you should know. That the Maisa, that you have to deal with that issue of Basar Shalom and Ayin. But the main idea is to know the din of Kavua. So this is what's called classic case of Kavua. Teisha Chanuyes. That if you go to the Kvius, if you go to the stores, the suffix is noilid in the makim akviyos, so then it's kamechza mechza, and therefore you have to go to chumra in our case. And if the suffix was noilid in the street on Kingston Avenue, so then you follow roif. The Gemara says there's a different kind of case that's also considered kavua. The Gemara gives an example of this 10 piles of matzis, 9 kosher le Pesach, 1 chametz, and you watching the mouse go to one of the piles, take a piece, and go into the house that was already checked for Pesach. So, 90% chance that it's matzah. Roiv tells you that it's probably going to be no problem. But we're telling you, the Gemara says, no. The reason it's going to be a problem is because it's kavua. So even though roiv, you would have thought that it's roiv, so therefore it's no problem, but really it's kavua, so therefore you have to go l'chumra.
Everything is kavua, though. This piece of meat that ends up in the middle of the street came from somewhere
Well. No. So the question is, we'll explain that in a second. Yeah, you're right. Where did this piece of meat come from? One of the stores. So the suffix was by the stores. The question is, where did this suffix develop for you? Right? If the suffix, if you were spacing out when you went to the stores, you went to the stores and you weren't concentrating, the suffix was negea to you at that moment by the stores. So the suffix was born by the stores. Over here, the suffix was born mistama, the person who took it knew which store he took it from. In 99% of the cases, somebody goes into the store, he's not klutzing around. He knows which store he went into. So the suffix was not noil. So you don't have to worry that the mistama yid was klutzing around. Mistama, the suffix was not noilid at that time. The guy took it, he knew which store he took it from. It fell out of his bag. Now it's on Kingston Avenue. So it's a suffix now by us. The suffix starts in the street. Here is different. Here, you are watching as the chulda was grabbing the piece, which is a suffix matzah, suffix chametz. So that's what the Gemara says. So since you were watching the chulda going, to the kvius, so that's tantamount to you going to the kvius. The suffix was negea to you by the piles, and therefore it's kamechta al mechta. So there's a machlokes in the Rishonim, but that the Gemara says is considered kavod. There's a machlokes in the Rishonim if this is called kavod deraisa or only kavod derabanan. In other words, is this mamish kavua? Most Rishonim say that this is real kavua. But it makes a difference if you go or the mouse goes. You're watching, so the suffix was created for you by the stores. Okay, it wasn't like the guy who went to the store knew where he took it from, but it fell out of his bag, and now the suffix developed for us was by the it was already on Kingston Avenue. No, the suffix was by the stores. The Ran says no. The Ran says you didn't go to the stores. This is a gzeira that you're going to take from the kvius. Hashem yikach mina kavua. This is not a real kavua. They're nice. It's a kavua darabon. But not whatever it is a case of kavua. And if such a thing would happen, you see a mouse going or whatever it is. That's probably the same thing was with a goy. If a goy is going to buy take from one of the stores, for him it's not a shaila. For him it's not negeya. For the suffix doesn't develop for him by the stores. Because for him there's no nafkamina which store he took it from. The suffix is for us. So, if we're watching, so if we're not watching, the goy is just by the goy. So, if we don't have a reason to believe that he bought, let's say, treif, you know, if the treif meat tastes better, so we probably assume he bought treif. If the treif meat is cheaper, so we probably have to assume he bought treif. Let's say everything, all the factors are equal, so then this would be called nimtza, pirish. Some of this is called pirish, some of this is called nimtza. But you found it on the street. You're watching him go in, so that's like watching the... So I'll repeat that the shayla is not negated to the chuldor, to the goy, but you're watching, so it's negated to you.
General kosher is more expensive.
Oh, so then it's separate. It's separate. The emphasis is that there's a lot of details. When you talk about this, it's not brought in the really Mechaber, Moshach, and Taz. The Prima Gadim already points out, and the other Achrayim, they all deal with it. There's a lot of details to this. There's a lot of pratim when it comes to this. In other words, where does roi fit into the story? In other words, let's say, or kariv rather, where does kariv fit into the story? Let's say, you went to one of the stores, you were klotzing around, and now you came out of the store, now you're holding a piece of meat, you know, where did I come from? But you're standing right outside Mendy's. You're not standing right outside the McDonald's. Could we assume that you just got it from Mendy's? Because you're right next to Mendy's? Or does Kavua also take away from Karoif, from being close? So what do we assume it takes away from being Karoif? In other words, if it takes away from Roiv, if it overpowers Roiv, if it sure overpowers Karoif. But what about by Pirish? Let's say a case of Pirish.
Sitting outside a tree store.
So Pirish, so we follow Roiv. So now what about, but it's sitting very close to a Chafer store. Right, sitting very, right, understand? See, these details, they also play a role. It's also important to remember that, you know, we're looking kind of in a little bit of a vacuum. Stores, 9 stores, won't you? Really, it's important to take into account Do'ivrim v'shavim, meaning if it's a very busy, say on a certain given street, there might be 3 stores, and 2 treif ones and 1 kosher one. But there's so many yidden passing that most of the people passing are yidden. So there's a good chance that a yid dropped it. So then you know that's also important to know that matters coming. So that's the basic din of kavua and pirish. It's 2 parts to the... That's really Siv Gimel. What we just said is basically Siv Gimel. Then it's Siv Dalet. Then in Sif Dalet, he talks about a different question when you have kavua. So we said before that if you go to one of the stores and you don't know which store, so then you have to go to Chumrah. Why? Because even though you have Roy, but really it's Kamech Tzamech, Api Halacha, it's Kamech Tzamech, so it's like 50-50. So therefore, it's Sveika Deraisa L'Chumrah. What would happen if now one of these pieces, let's say you bought a steak, and you didn't remember where you took it from, and one of these steaks, now this steak got mixed in to all your other steaks at home. Now, when you have a treifa steak that gets mixed into your kosher steak, what's the halacha? Sloy bottle because chaticha rilas kavid, right? So here, over here, al pi halacha, the piece was aser. I mean, you weren't allowed to eat this steak because midin kavua, you had to go, it was kamechtza mechtza, and you had to go lechumra. So you weren't allowed to eat this steak. And then it was nisarif. So what should be the halacha?
If we're paskin it's aser, we're paskining it's aser mitzad gavra. I'm not saying aser mitzad, it absorbed some iser, so it should be fully aser. Once we pass it, something's usser, we should say it's usser mitzad itself, and that really scabbard should kick in.
And then, therefore, when it gets, like, and it's no bottle. In other words, by regular iser, we know the halacha that it's not bottle, but over here it was a safek iser, right? Because we're not saying the piece is usser. It's kamechtz al mechtz. It's usser misafek. Right.
It's the bread. By the bread, when we said if we have a safek on a deraisa level, whether it's fleishik or not. We're going to say it's fleishik on a deraita level, and even the iser derabanan of eating it on its own attaches itself to it.
Okay.
So to over here, on a deraita level, we're going to paskin this meat is usser. We're going to have to attach also the iser of royal iskabe to it. It's iser comes, you know, the whole nine yards.
So what is the machaber paskin? The machaber paskin is it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Because it's a svek svek, it's a double suffix. There is a concept that even when you're talking about an Isser Deiraisa, just a second, even when you're talking about an Isser Deiraisa, so if it's a Suffolk Isser, you have to go to Chumrah, but if you have a Svek Sveka, if you have a double suffix, so then you could go Le Kula. Yeah? So over here, it says in Mechaber, you have a Svek Sveka, because if I'm going to take one of these steaks, one of the 100 steaks, I have a double suffix. Suffix number one, maybe this is not the steak that came from those stores. Maybe this was one of the 99 kosher steaks that were for sure kosher before that got mixed in. And even if that's the lucky one that came from the stores, it's not usser vadai. It was only usser because kol kavod kamechtza mechtza was usser misafik. It was usser misafik. So the steak itself is usser only misafik. And now that it's in a taruvis, when I want to eat one of these 100 steaks, it's also a safik if it's the problematic steak. So I have a svek sveka. Suffolk if it's bechal the problematic steak. And suffolk number two, even if it is the problematic steak, it wasn't an iser steak. It was a steak that was aser misafik.
And it's also iser darbana now because it was already taruvis. Once we royally scabbard is...
Yeah, but that doesn't help us because it applies, the chumra v'chaticha royally scabbard applies to an iser darbanon as well. Whereas when you're talking about an iser darbanon, that's Nisariv. If it's Chashuv, it's Nisariv, it also won't be bottled. So that therefore won't make a...
Isn't it a bit of a shaky Svek-Sveka?
Why should it be a shaky Svek-Sveka?
Because you said it's Asr. Suffolk or not, Suffolk, we still said it.
But every Svek-Sveka you say that. I have two Svekas. The first Suffolk is Asr. So where how do I start with my second Suffolk? You're saying very good, but you're missing a little. So this is a machleks nechaber amad. Machaber paskins that it's mutter mi svek sveka, and the amad says it's going to be aser. Not a good svek sveka here. The problem is that even according to the machaber soiser himself, because the machaber writes later that such a type of a case is not a good svek sveka. The machaber writes, if I have a beitza. We mentioned this, I think, in Simin Kuf Beis, right? The Mechaber in Simen Kuf Beis. If I have a Beitza, which is a Safik Isser, Safik if it's, let's say, from a Treifa, so Safik Beitza, Safik Treifa, I have a bird, which is a Safik Treifa, something happened to it, it fell down a flight of stairs, and now it's in limbo, we don't know if it got injured and it's a Treifa or it's not. Then, yes, and then I have an egg from this bird, yeah? So, Beitza, Safik, Treifa, is Aser, Sveka, Deraisa. Shenis Arev, and then let's say it got mixed up into another 100 beitzim. So I want to take one of these beitzim, so you would have thought that I have a Svek Sveika. Safik, if this is Bechal, the problematic egg, that was from the Safik, if this is the egg from the problematic chicken, and even if it's from the problematic chicken, well, it's not for sure, Aser. It's Safik. So we said that's not a good Svek Sveika. It's a Machlokes Rishayim. We paskin is not a good Svek Sveika. Even the Mechaber paskin is not a good Svek Sveika. This is known as a Safik Echad Beguf, a Safik Echad Betaruvus. Why is it not a good Svek Sveika? Because one Safik is on the Beta itself, whether or not it's kosher. And the other Safik is a doubt that comes as a result of, I'm not sure if it's the problematic one. It comes as a result of a Taruvus. Because that problematic one got mixed up, now I don't know which one it is. So that's my second suffix. That's not a good comment. That's not a good Svek Sveika. Without going into now all the reasons why that's no good, but the rule is that that's not called a good Svek Sveika. And over here, and in Mechaber even paskins that way. And over here, the Mechaber's paskining that it's okay. So what's the answer? So there's many different answers in the Shach and Taz in the Poiskim. Some say the Bach and the Taz go with the approach that when do we say that it's not a good Svek Sveika? When the first Suffolk is only, this that I'm Machmer on my first Suffolk, I'm only Machmer Midirabonon. In other words, Suffolk, the reason why I'm Machmer by a Suffolk Trefa that got mixed up, Suffolk Trefa is a Suffolk Dereisa. Right? Then I can't combine that that suffix with the other suffix of, if it would be another suffix in the Guf HaBeitza, I would be able to combine it. But I can't combine it with the second suffix of a Taruvus. Okay? Jenkin, over here we're talking about, it was a kind of case of Kavua, it was a suffix, but it wasn't a classic Kavua, which is a Sveika de Raisa. It was a case which is only Kavua de Rabbanon. So it was only that, it was Mid Rabbanon, it was a Kavua. Why was it only Midirabanan? So the Bach says, you know why? Because it wasn't that you went to the stores. The case was that the Achbar went to the store. And you were watching it. And according to those Rishayna that hold that this is only Kavua Midirabanan, that's what we mean to say over here. That's why. No, we don't know what the Mechaber holds on that. We just, Rama quotes the Gemara that it's considered Kavua. He doesn't say if it's Kavua Deraisa, Kavua Derabanan. We'll have to assume that the Mechaber holds that that's called Kavua Derabanan. And that's why. Yeah, then you would have to be Machmir. And the Taz gives a different example that's maybe more for sure considered Kavua Derabanan. The Shach says something totally different, a whole different approach. You could say a very simple approach. It could be real kavua. The pashup shad is that we're talking about real kavua de'iraisa. When the Mechaber said it's in, it's kavua de'iraisa. Kavua de'iraisa, and then it gets mixed up, it's still lakula. Why is it to be lakula? L'chayra et safek echad b'guf, et safek echad b'taruvus. So as Shach says, because, you know, the whole din of kavua is a chidush. Really, we're supposed to follow Reif. According to the regular klalim of Halacha, when you have 9 kosher stores and you take from one of them, the piece should be mutter. Right. The Torah, there was a gzeiras hakasav, without any reason, a gzeiras hakasav, it's learned out of the pasuk v'arav levekamalav, the case that we said before, that it's considered kemechza mechza. That is considered a suffix. But really it should be mutter. So the rule is, you know, whatever the Torah taught us, we're going to accept. But we can't start extending it. In other words, you can't start applying it to other cases. The case that the Torah was talking about, that's the Chumrah, will go the Chumrah. The Torah wasn't talking about Kavua Shenis Arif. The Torah wasn't talking about a case that is, once you have any other factor, any other additional factor, or if it's anything different than the case that the Torah was talking about, then you use your regular rules. Reif. So the Shach is explaining, it's not really becoming mutter because of the rules of Svek Sveika. Rules of Svek Sveika, you know, it's not a good Svek Sveika. That's all Hammer says. He says Svek Sveka.
Yeah. Very
end. He doesn't mean Svek Sveka. No, it could be, I don't remember now. It could be the Shach is coming to answer for the Rajba that Mechaber is based on. I don't remember now. No. He's going for the Mechaber. In other words, he says Svek Sveka, but it's not really based on Svek Sveka. The reason why such a kind of a lousy Svek Sveka works in this case is because the whole din was a chiddush, and we don't have to extend it to anything different than the case that was talking about, than the classic case of the kavua. That's the mahal. So even if you could be talking about, so you have the Bach and the Taz that say, no, it would only apply to a case of kavua derabanan, and the Shach says, no, it could even apply to a case of kavua deraisa, because... Okay, that's Siv Dalet. Clear so far?
Yeah.
Now the Shach, now here it's going to get a little complicated. The Shach says, what happens when you have a case of Kavua retroactively, backwards?
Somebody comes and tells you it's Kavua, or?
Let's say like this. 10 kosher stores on Kingston Avenue, no McDonald's. 10 kosher stores. Let's just, to keep it simple, let's say that each one, they shecht, 10 butcher shops, they each going to shecht one animal that day. Okay? And then they throw out the lungs of each animal that they shechted. Each store shechted one animal, threw out the lung in the garbage dump. The guy was coming around, the Haredi guy, a Hamish guy, came around to collect the garbage. At whatever, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and he's looking, he's poking in, and he sees that one of the rays are a trefa. One of the lungs, he sees that it's a trefa, so he goes to the stores. He says, "You realize that one of the animals is a trefa? They didn't pick it up at the time that they started, that they shechted their animal and started selling." So it came out, and I went to the store shopping 9 o'clock in the morning, and I bought some meat.
This animal might have been a trefa.
Well, let me change the case. Not that they all threw out the lungs in the same garbage dump. They all threw it out in their own garbage dump. This guy was making his route and picking up from every single store the garbage, and he sees that store number 2 is trefa.
Like, he knows which store it came from?
He knows. Like, each store had its own garbage dump. And when he was collecting the garbage from store number 2, he sees that there's a ray of trefa there. So that means that store number 2 is trafe. It's just, we only found out that store number 2 is trafe 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
But why do we care? I'm saying, we found out, but...
Just listen to the case. No, the owner also didn't know. Let's say no one knew. He didn't realize that it was trafe. They erst found out that they were selling trafe at 3 o'clock. I went shopping 9 o'clock in the morning. I don't remember. I go to one of the stores, whichever store had the shortest line. I didn't concentrate where I was going. I bought from one of the stores. So now, b'shas I went shopping, all 10 stores were kosher. But retroactively... Let me first say the case. But retroactively, 3 o'clock, we realized that starting from 9 o'clock in the morning, store number 2 is trafe. Store number 2 is the McDonald's. You went in to one of the stores. You don't remember which store. So true, when did you realize, on the one hand, when did you realize that there's a problem?
3 o'clock.
Where was the meet at 3 o'clock? In your house.
Like
in your house.
What you're saying about,
yeah, it's not yet. We're not going to get to that today. It's like the meat was in your house, so it's like pirish, right? But no. You could argue the other way. You could argue that the suffix didn't develop in your house. The suffix developed when you went to the store because you weren't concentrating which store. You just didn't know at the time that you should have the suffix. You realized at 3 o'clock that b'shas you went shopping at 9 o'clock, you should have had a suffix at the time of where you're taking it. This is called kavua limafreya. Retroactively, it's nizgala that what? That b'shas you went shopping 9 o'clock, you had store number two a strafe, and you didn't concentrate if you went into store number two or not. So the suffix didn't develop in your house. The suffix really developed by the stores. So called kavua kamechtzal mechtzal. I mean, this is the opinion of the ra'o, the bedek habayis. Okay. The ra that we say kavua even lemafreya. The Ran says, what?
You really have a cheskas when you walk into that store, though, because it's not really a suffix on your part. Meaning, although the suffix happens retroactively, shasmais, everything was happening, there was a very solid chazaka here.
We're not saying if we're going to punish you for this, if you ate something. We want to know if the meat is kosher or not. The meat doesn't have a chazaka. You want to say the meat has a chazaka. The meat doesn't have a chazaka. It's kavua. It's a suffix. So, one opinion is, the opinion of the Ra'o is that we do say kavua l'mafreya. We're able to say it retroactively. Logically, this is correct. Logically, when would the suffix develop? The suffix didn't develop in your house. That's when you became aware of the suffix. The suffix developed. Why did we explain? Why when you're in the street, it's not considered that the suffix developed in the store? Because we assume that most probably the guy who went to the store knew which store he went to. And it fell out of his bag. So the suffix taka developed in the street. Right? But here, the suffix didn't develop in your house. The suffix developed in the store. You just weren't aware of it. 3 o'clock, you became aware that at 9 o'clock when you went to the stores, there was a suffix at the time. Whether or not, when you bought the meat, if you went to the kosher store. So the Ra'o says you say kavua l'mafreya, and the Ran disagrees. The Ran says you do not say kavua l'mafreya. Why don't you say kavua l'mafreya? The same idea that we said before. The Shach actually borrowed it from the Ran, that we don't say kavua l'mafreya because kavua is a chiddush. The old din of kavua doesn't make sense. So you can't extend it to anything different than what it says. The case was when you went shopping, it was known that one is a trefa store. So you can't apply it to a case that when you went shopping, you didn't know. You can't apply it. So the Ran says you don't say kavua l'mafreya. So this is what we're left with. These are two opinions that are quoted in the Shachs of Katan Yudalit, whether or not we say kavua l'mafreya. Later, when we get to Sif Hei in Vav, so that talks about a different case of kavua. It's called kavua derabanan. We'll explain what that means. By kavua derabanan, we do not say kavua l'mafreya. We do say kavua l'mafreya according to everybody. So if at the time you bought the meat, if it was only kavua derabanan, if at the time you bought the meat, it was not known that there's a problem, then it's good. Whatever you bought before it was known that there's a problem is okay. Once you become aware of the problem, then it has a din kavua.
So we don't say kavua.
By the rabbanans, we do not say kavua l'mafreya. By the iraisa, that's a machlokes between the Ra'a and the Ran. Okay. So just to go back to the, we're not gonna have time to do that now. I don't want to give you too much information one shot in one day, but. No, it's easy.
I don't know.
The case that we were discussing before, that the story that happened was last year or 2 years ago. Last year, I think. So that was the other kind. That was the case of kavua derabanan. So that's why. The halacha was that whatever was bought before they became aware, before the issue was brought to the attention of the Beis Din, not Muncie, California. So then it's going to be, that's okay. And from now on, it was a problem. But if it will be a case of kavua d'oraisa, then you might have to be machmer, like the Rosh Hashanah is machmer. Others. Prima Gadim is, just, I think he says, we have some rule, but you could be Makel, even if it's Kavod HaRaisa. Or at least he says you can't scream at somebody who's Makel. It's a big case of have some aruba. So that's. That's by Kavod Derai. So we'll talk more about Kavod Rabbanan and Mitz Hashem tomorrow.
Sure.
Yeah, so you have basically what's left to talk